The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. It's 3,000 years ago, and we're watching the first episode ever of The Kardashians.
2007. George Bush was still president. George W. Bush, still president.
Seems like
the number one songs were Beyonce, Irreplaceable, Rihanna and Jay-Z, Umbrella.
Okay.
The Sweet Escape, Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
And Big Girls Don't Cry, that annoying song from Fergie.
Oh, God, I hated that song. Did you do some research?
Yeah. The iPhone was rolled out in 2007. That's how long ago these idiots have been on TV.
I noticed that Scott and Courtney had Blackberries at the dinner they were
And Knocked Up in Juno were the top movies. And we were still in college.
Insane.
It was
Justine's idea.
October 14th, 2007, our lives changed forever.
Wild.
And Caitlin's. Would Caitlin have become Caitlin without this show? Probably not.
That was what I was most fascinated to see.
It was.
Like how mind-blowing. He was. All right. First, because we're recording this on the day that this news dropped that Chloe is having a second child with Tristan via a surrogate.
So
evidently she got pregnant before the latest.
I was driving
scandal.
When you told me that news. I'm like, where is this? I can't believe I didn't see it. Okay.
You didn't see it while you're driving.
It's July. So yes. They got pregnant in like November, October.
And it happened right then. Like it happened
November,
in December,
January, February, March, April, May, June, July. So, and Kim, they're so good at recording, or they're so good. She never spills the beans that they're having a baby when she's in the gym. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big key point.
Uh-huh.
That they're having a freaking baby.
I mean, the fact that he agreed to like father a second child, he was fully back into the relationship. But all the while knowing he was going to change nothing of his behavior is crazy.
He's sick.
Crazy.
He's
crazy.
An animal, truly.
A
dirtbag.
A savage.
Out there screwing chicks, getting other girls pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Oh my God.
While that's building a family.
While he has a surrogate.
Yes.
With.
Yes.
And can Chloe not get pregnant naturally, or did they want a boy that bad that they played picker and put a boy in some surrogate?
Maybe
she didn't
want
to fuck her body up.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't want to say that because maybe she couldn't have another baby. I don't know.
Right. I don't know either. But I
think it gets a little weird when people are picking genders and doing and the other.
Oh, absolutely.
It's odd.
Okay. First episode. Here we go. First.
It's crazy though. What is wrong? But Chloe, there's something wrong with her. Or in a past life, is it bad karma or bad things happen to good people? Is she that? What? Why? What's wrong with her to make these decisions? You can't have a baby with somebody else. Is it that big a deal? You have to have the same kid with the same stupid. You really thought he is that nice a guy?
The only thing I think in the defense, the only thing I thought of when I was thinking about this was like, I guess it is easier to deal with one man if you're not going to be in a relationship than deal with two, trying to co-parent with two. Like it.
Why not give another kid a chance to have a loving family rather? But she was so in denial that at the time she thought she was with this loser.
Right.
All right.
It's wild.
The Kardashians just never stop dropping bombs.
I know. Really never stops. It's wild.
Okay. Right. Sorry.
Episode one. What I was like shocked by was just to see how like low budget everything was. Like
Kris Jenner probably doing her all makeup, looking worse than she does now. The like the outfits with like the belts, like mid waist and like the bag, like just like their fashion.
The front doors just, of the home that they're walking, yeah, like walking into normal house, houses.
Normal house, normal life, like
just kind LA of famous-ish, living.
But yeah. Like not really. And
coattails
so
on Paris Hilton.
Exactly. You could taste the thirst from a mile away with Kris Jenner. Like
and Kim.
Taste it. And
Courtney
Kim, yes.
And Courtney and Khloe are along for the ride, and that's why we love yep. them for so long. Poor Courtney had a spark in her eye that is gone and dead and dead. Dim.
Dead. Dead.
She is dead behind the eyes. Is she alive? Because it's Weekend at Bernie's after you watch this. She is adorable. The cutest one. Couldn't have been cuter.
This is when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is why I liked Courtney. Like, I just know. Like spunky, fresh. I know. Especially me.
You forget that Kris liked Courtney.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just, it was fascinating. I mean, the way that it was shot was like so low budget. Like the cutaways to different scenes, like made no sense. It was like, they just threw shit up
it
on the wall.
Terrible.
Like, whatever. Like it like would go from like one thing to like, oh, now they're drunk at a bar. And now they're like, now we're back at the store. Like it made no sense.
The show just ends and it's like onto, it's just it's insane. Just over. So short and nice though. I gotta give it to them.
Kendall and Kylie, wild. Kylie up on the pole. Just them making cocktails, like just the
I'm gonna refer to her, I guess, as Caitlin, because I don't want to insult a dead name or dead name people, as they say. Caitlin coming in and pretending that she's any type of parent that's gonna keep, I guess Kylie did end up okay. I mean, whatever, she's not dead or in prison, and right. She's a business owner of some sort, I guess. But
I think the about Bruce, I think when you're when it's then you can
you're
say
allowed to say that him, okay
yes and right. If it's like post transition, obviously you wouldn't say Bruce, but I think
what
it's fine.
What scares me about
Bruce
him
at this point
is that what scares me about that is that you don't know what anyone's thinking ever, or even like not or someone could be yeah. Thinking horrible things, are going to murder you. Someone's thinking happy things. You don't know who. Never in 100 gazillion years would we have thought that he would turn into a legitimate woman, change his name, change his identity for life.
Especially when you watch this where he's just like, oh, getting a haircut, like, oh, you know, women. Nah, 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 nah. Like it was it's and just to think he felt trapped.
One of the manliest men. On right. The planet, winning.
It's crazy.
One of the top athletes of all time. And it's funny, though. You think that Caitlin would be nicer. Still an asshole, just like he was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I know.
But if somebody would have said, if they knew the future and they really were a psychic and said, he's going to be a woman, would have been like, you'd belong in jail and lock them up. No one would have ever guessed it.
And just even there, like watching their relationship, where she's like, we've been married 16 years. We met and 6 months later, we were married. Like you really did think
buy into it.
They had like a solid relationship. And
yeah.
And just, yeah, it's just all.
She wouldn't like, be dating Justin Bieber's mirrors. Manager in 20 years.
Right. Yeah. It's wild.
It's crazy. Really, like, and anytime I want to remind myself what they're all about and what Kim Kardashian is really all about is her conversation about going on Tyra with Kris and they're so fake with each other. They both are in on that stupid sex tape.
Absolutely. Cause it launched her entire career.
Kim was
it's not a mistake.
It's gotten forgotten, but I don't feel bad. Not before I would be like, well, she's come so far. That is exactly what she was trying to do. And that is what got done.
Where I give her credit is she capitalized on the opportunity.
Yeah, she made it worth
like
it.
You
right,
but pretend like you didn't set it up is like, come on, because we all know it. And yeah, you're doing amazing shit now. You're a fucking boss, uh-huh. And you're saving people in jail, and it's all beautiful. But like, let us not forget that. Like, truly, I think that they were both in on it.
Sometimes I give them too much credit. Oh, that conversation was so fake. She's like, you're going to go on Tyra. Oh my God, Tyra. Nowadays, if Tyra had a talk show, they'd be like, Kim Kardashian for the, she's the biggest star.
Just even watching, like when, especially juxtaposed to this latest season, like when you watch Kim just bring it in her roller bag with Brittany Gastineau, like doing her, like
the princess barely is having here.
Barely having a glam team trying on all these shitty outfits. It's like, we went to Ross. I mean, it was just, it's crazy to see that come up. Like she now goes nowhere without a team.
And when I was really looking at her face, she hasn't done, done crazy things. I got to give her that credit. People want to say she's done
Chloe
this.
Chloe looks like a different human being.
Right.
Kim looks like a glowed up version of herself.
Same with Courtney, a richer version.
I almost feel like Courtney looks better then.
Courtney looks so cute back then.
Adorable. And just seeing her and Scott, I was like, man, even that
the haircut does not do Courtney justice.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. But when Chris is like, first, I'm her mom, and I was so mad at her about the sex tape. Second, I'm her manager, and I'm going to capitalize, baby. It's just so sick. We didn't realize what we were watching. Could we go back in time and watch these freaks? It's crazy. What a staple of pop culture in the world they've carved in. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. First episode on
from
Hulu,
this
by
dumb
the way.
Show. Yeah. Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode one. Yeah. But now to Courtney and Scott, them making out just like her and Travis, them telling them to stop making out just like her and Travis. Courtney will turn off on Travis too.
I loved seeing Scott in the 2007 bug eye glasses, like his sunglasses, the bugs.
He's so cute.
Just watching them. And it's like, man, you know, is so fleeting, like not just child youth. Like we know that moves quickly. We're parents. You see it every day, but also just being young as
that
a
age. Yeah.
Like, yeah. That age where you're still fresh.
The
and you're
golden
still, like,
age. That's the golden
it really
time.
Is the golden age. Those like
she's 20s. Arguing like, with Scott.
Out. Yeah.
It was a shtick. Scott's taking her phone and then she's in Dash telling Chloe who's working the register, the poor thing.
I know.
And that dumb store.
Chloe looks so different.
She does. Like
a different person.
She does.
Like if you put a side by side of like her latest confessional and how she looked there, you wouldn't think it's the same person.
It's unbelievable.
Her nose, everything. It's wild.
So much
and then
effort.
Seeing Rob in the background where I'm like, man, that was
so
the Rob.
Cute.
Like that was like, he was so young and adorable and like just full.
I wish Rob,
thing,
nothing
life.
Against a heavy set person, but Rob could be so handsome. It just sucks.
Literally. He could be. I mean, I wonder what he looks like now. I have no idea. It's fascinating. Isn't that amazing that one member of the family can live a life? And I don't think he's a hermit. Like, I think he does stay home a lot. But
he just knows what to do.
Yeah, he knows how to navigate it.
It shows that it's all bullshit. It's all planned out, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He even gets blocked out in the show perfectly. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
And his little daughter is so cute.
She is cute.
But Courtney and Chris getting drunk together. What's crazy is too having a set of adult daughters that you're going to live a lot more of your adult life with. And then you having these young kids, which she got a lot of time with, but it's just crazy. She's already getting shit faced with Courtney at the bar. And then she's got little kids, my younger than my oldest probably at home that she's still starting with
parenting. I know.
And she's already out at the bar with Courtney.
It's such a long time to be a parent. I mean, you're a parent forever, but you know what I mean?
The saddest thing, right?
Active parent.
Right. The saddest thing is Courtney to me. She was so alive and so cute. And now she seems so miserable.
Yeah, she really does. It was shocking to just see. She seemed like tan and long hair.
Happy.
And just like, lively. Wild.
And Kim Kardashian, they ask her what her job is or whatever. She's like, I own a clothing store and I'm a wardrobe stylist.
I know.
And then she meets Kanye and claims that she doesn't know how to dress herself. It's such a weird either phoniest bullshit or she really is just lost.
I this latest Chloe story makes me realize that this entire season that we felt like was more authentic is not at all. It's just better.
It is.
It's better shot. So you think it's more real. It's the same. It's fake.
They're having if they would have told us that they're having a freaking surrogate. That's a huge deal. Kim would have said,
if the timeline lines up baby, at that point, she knows. I saw people are saying online because Chloe or Kim said like, oh, she really, you know, Chloe wanted a boy, meaning that maybe it's another girl. And that like they were like he got the boy.
I don't think so. I think that it's definitely a boy. I would put my life savings on it that it's a boy. But that makes sense that it would be a girl to Kim's to that thought. But I just feel like since it's surrogate and they get a choice to choose, that's what would make me think that. But we'll see. Maybe she's more human than I get. I think, I don't know. I don't have any problem with people choosing the gender. If that's what you have to do and you have to do IVF. I mean, it's maybe it's like a bonus to having to go that route, you know, good for them, but it's just interesting.
Wild.
Just crazy how long they've been around and how much money they have. I'll be poor forever because if they have to do all that to get their dumb houses and all just that the money.
Like the humble-ish beginnings, but still wasn't, you know, I mean, they were still obviously like not, they weren't in a two-bedroom apartment, but it's just like crazy to see them living like a normal life, like driving themselves around in normal cars and what like they a house that's like a rancher.
C-list forever.
Yeah. It would have been fascinating.
Kim like could have done it without the sex tape. If they got this show, I think either way it would have been.
Yeah, but how would you have gotten the show? You know what I mean?
You think the sex tape got him the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, what's his face? Ryan Seacrest. I just don't know if he's in there with it. What's her face? Heather McDonald was at the party. Did you catch that?
I saw that. Yep.
So but young.
That was wild. And Robin Anton showing them how to like strip. I mean,
Brittany Gastineau then, right? Because she got her own show and she flopped with her crackhead mom.
Dorian was like, that's blah, blah, Gastineau's daughter. Like he recognized him from the Jets. He's like, what the hell? She should have had her own show. I was like, she definitely did. And it was a flop.
We watched it, but it was a flop. The mom was just, it was like a sad undertone with them.
It was sad. It was if Kim and Chris didn't hit where they hit, it would have been that.
Well, it's like Chris Jenner has such a, there's like something in her eye that she was going to make it. And what's her face? Gastineau. She just was hitting the bottle too hard every night. I don't know.
Crazy.
It is nuts.
It was a fun time capsule, I gotta say. Just it also was. To see like the fashion, the Blackberries.
It is.
Like, and just thinking like in 2007, like when Courtney and Scott Down sat down with Neil and they were like talking about being on their phones. It was like, what were you doing on your phone in 2007? You know what I mean? Like,
not much.
Facebook was barely.
I don't think it was like on your phone, really, right?
Right. You didn't have like your MySpace. You know what I mean? Like
playing
what
Minesweeper
were you doing to spend your time. I don't know. It was fascinating. And now you sit down. Everybody's got to take 75 pictures of the food. You can't move until somebody does that. You got to
the world
where
was
you
so
are.
Much better.
You got to tag. Yeah, you got to tag that you're at a restaurant. I mean, it's insane.
Phones have ruined everything.
I know. They really have.
And kids. Kids are fucked.
I know. I mean, my kid, he's swiping, you know, he knows exactly how to work a phone, swiping things. He's fake texting. Oh, in the car the other day, he was like this. He was holding his hand like this. He was like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm watching a funny video. I was like, oh, fuck.
Isn't that
like,
crazy?
He was just like playing like he had a phone, you know? It's like, oh, my God.
Jesse James Decker, back to her. She makes headlines. I don't know what publicist she's got, but God bless
her. Best decision I made in the last like year and a half was unfollow her. I don't know why
she's
I
she's gone off ours,
her.
Too. And sometimes and I'll be like, so oh, what's she up to? But she's obnoxious. It's crazy how some people are lovable and obnoxious. She's just obnoxious. And I don't know why, but
100%.
And her reality show was so annoying. When she would start singing, I'd want to seriously just blow my brains out. They claim that their little kid, he's like 4 years old or something, was on the phone. Maybe this could be true. He was on the phone while Eric Decker was in the shower and he got a perfect shot.
Right.
And then he posts it to Instagram. There's a lot of steps for a kid to take the picture, post it, then get on the Instagram app, put it. That's a lot of steps. I feel like it's totally to post staged. On Instagram
to get to like the plus, you know, it's
yeah. Hard. I mean, I just don't buy it. Do you?
No, I don't either. No.
Did you think that like that stage? It's getting sick.
I just saw somebody thought it was staged. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
like,
somebody thought it was staged too. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of people, I think.
That's sick. That's the rumor. That is sick.
It's weird. Weird.
Using your kid as a storyline like that.
Right. It's crazy.
Oh God.
All right. Well, all right, guys. Fun down hope memory you enjoy lane.
It. Watch it, guys. 25 it. Minutes. Let us know watch your it. Thoughts. 22, what probably. I, well, 18, maybe, yeah. with some more it razor. Felt,
I think it was 19 episodes or something. I'm 19 minutes or something. It was so short.
It was beautiful. It's exactly what it should shortness. Be.
Yeah.
Turning it to like what TikTok. You can post a 10 minute TikTok. I mean, that defeats the purpose of a TikTok.
Right. All right. We'll be back, guys. We love you.